best way to start your day.
Good morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Mitchell, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Make your point, Mitch, because then we got three calls backed up. I got to get everybody on.
Well, essentially, my point is that you got bad information. You're going with Newsmax, which tells me you don't care about information.
Okay.
But, Steve, a quick question for you, because I got into a big fight with someone today.
No, but Mitch, let me just go to
your media point real fast, if I may. We rely on Newsmax and Fox, like I would argue, you rely on other media. I'm not going to accuse you which. I'm not going to say which. I don't know.
Let me tell you what media I do rely on.
Well, no. But listen to my point. Mitch, listen to my point. You're right. I have not been in Afghanistan. And I suspect you haven't either. But don't fault me for relying on a report when you are relying on reports from similar agencies, albeit with different conclusions. I'm not faulting you for believing CNN. I'm only faulting the media for not covering the story broadly and generally. I'm not saying the Fox is necessarily more accurate than ABC. I don't know that. That's all my point is.
I'm not relying on CNN. So you got to, you want to lie. The Economist, I look at the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. So I look at a variety of different things.
I respect that. No problem.
But the extremes like MSNBC and Newsmax, I don't pay attention to.
Fair. You know what? Fair. If you want to liken MSNBC to Newsmax, I concede it.
All right, Mitchell. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Let's get to the next caller. Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Bitty Chris,
right.
What's up?
What's that? I'm sorry.
What do you think of the news, Chris? What's up?
Well, I'm saying, well, about the media, okay, there's been widespread coverage on all aspects of the media, okay, and it's been critical in many ways, so, and I don't think it's really a media issue, nor do I think it should be a Republican or Democrat issue. This is an issue for our country to deal with. We've had four presidents, two mm-hmm. Democrats, two Republicans, that were totally involved in this escapade, let's call it that, okay? So I think we should try to unite.
Chris, I'm listening to your point. I'm sure Lou accepts. We'll listen to your point. But you're not saying our going into Afghanistan was from the beginning an escapade, or are you saying it was an escapade, we should never have gone?
Well, the nation-building concept, you know, as far as getting Osama bin Laden, okay, we finally got him, okay, in Pakistan without launching a war. But,
right.
The idea of this nation-building concept, I don't agree with.
I agree with you. I you're not wrong. I agree with you. We can't presume to build democracy around the world.
That's true.
It's not possible.
That's true.
And nobody's good at it.
But we also remember, Chris, that the Afghan people were fighting for years against Russia, and was our CIA, that was helping them against the Russians, because we were trying to find out technology with eavesdropping into Russia. So that goes back a long way.
But Chris, let me tell you what you think of this point. We may agree here, or may not agree. Lou is right. The Afghanistan nation, or whatever it is, it's a collection of tribes, if you speak to most geopolitical experts of the area who speak the languages, unlike me and most of the people we know. The Russians failed. The British failed. It's written in history that Alexander the Great failed. Is there a lesson there? Maybe the lesson is everybody should stay out of Afghanistan, America, Russia, and England.
Well, you know, I'll make the comparison to Vietnam. Okay, there is some kind of comparison, okay?
You know
the whole story, that whole phony war that we got into in Vietnam.
That was the biggest joke of everything, because they said that
right. They
were going to stop communism, but it was more about the jewels
of
the mines.
That was the whole idea.
That was the whole idea. I totally agree with you. Totally agree
right.
on that one.
And then the Gulf of Tonkin was a complete. But anyway, the idea is those people, too, these were backward people in Vietnam and everything like that. They're not capable of even understanding what our democracy is about. And they have these countries need to reach their own destiny.
Okay.
Like Vietnam.
Chris, Chris, wait, hold on a second. I want to have a conversation. I think you're right. This is a good exchange. Maybe backward nations, you know, without sounding too superior, maybe we should accept that they are not ready for American-style democracy, Republican, Democratic type of government. Does that mean we should let them go through a period of starvation and repression, communist style or any other style?
No, I think we should help them achieve their destiny, okay? That's what we should be doing with these countries.
But, Chris, okay? Where's the United Nations in this?
That's a good point.
Where is the United Nations, like I said earlier? Why don't they get off their coffee clutch tushes there and get more involved? That's what the whole thing with the United Nations is about.
Right.
They are not taking any step with this.
What do you think, Mitch? Chris, what do you think of that?
Yeah. Well, as far as the United Nations, they have very serious limitations as to what they're able to do. You know, remember Lebanon? They went into Lebanon, you know, the United Nations. But, you know, the boat had already left the port, you know, when we went in there and we saw, you know, it just not something that the United Nations could really handle.
Okay, Chris. I'm not disagreeing with your facts. I think they're fundamentally right. Correct. But does that mean we cannot get involved in Afghanistan, which is by all accounts the source of the 9/11 terrorism, at least geographically source?
Well, they were Saudi nationals who committed 9/11.
I agree with you. And remember also those plotters were...
by Saudi Arabia.
Chris, fair enough. But we also know those plotters, Muhammad Atta, right, was a resident of the United States. That doesn't implicate the United States. Clearly, we were seeking the bases in Afghanistan. It was probably a mistake, Lou, to seek them out. Maybe it's not feasible. But are you saying, Chris, that short of invading, there's nothing we can do? We can't even call on the UN?
Well, they're not going to solve it, okay? We captured Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. Okay, we used our special forces to do it, and we didn't have to, you know, get involved with the country. We just did what we had to do.
But my thing here, Chris, is I look at it like this. My father always said to me, follow the money. And if you look at what's going on in in northern Israel right now, the rockets that are coming in from Syria, those are rockets with the military from Iran's money. All right, Iran's technology. You look what's going on in the Taliban. Those bullets, those rifles, those ground-to-surface missiles or whatever, they're all technology, Iran and Russian technology. So follow the money. That's what all I'm saying. Why isn't the United Nations saying putting sanctions against Iran? And this president still wants to cut a deal with Iran or whatever like that. He would be the furthest one that I would like. You cannot trust them. You can't trust them at all. So all this, to me, is crazy, totally crazy. You can't trust Iran. Follow the money. It's plain and simple.
One thing, we have the capacity to destroy the world.
Let me tell you something, Chris.
We have a nuclear capability of destroying the world.
But they have the same capability, Chris. Russia has that capability.
Yeah, right.
So does China.
And also, Chris,
Pakistan has nuclear weapons.
Just Lou's point, Chris, Pakistan now has the ability, we read, and Israel too, to be fair. So I don't know what the answer is.
Well, you know what a big failing in 9/11 was? Not to get off the subject, but the fact that we had no security in our airports or our airlines. These terrorists were able. They were able to get on a plane just like they would be able to get on a subway. We had no security for. That's how they got on the plane. They got on four different planes and they managed to attack.
In this country, Chris, if you can't get on the internet in 10 seconds, people have a heart attack.
This is before the internet.
I'm just saying the way it is now. Israel always had a great security plan. Always had a great security plan.
To be Lou, I agree with you, but Chris, to your point, We can't possibly have the security of an Israel. Israel is a 10 million nation,
right,
person nation.
Right.
We're over 330 million. I understand that the point is made, but I still think, Chris, to be fair to ourselves, we have greater obligations in the world than Israel or any other nation on earth. Let's face it, from our Western European allies to the Chinese to the Russians, whatever the justification is of it, we're more prominent internationally than any of them. And I think we have a right to some measure of security for our own citizens in the nation and abroad. And that's an open issue, Chris. It's we're still exposed abroad.
It's never going to end, Steve. I mean, there's no, you know, we have to be careful when we carry the kind of power that we have. OK, we have to be very, very careful when we get involved in any of these episodes, whatever you call it, or these, democracy building, whatever.
But then again, why give a religious fanatical country more nuclear capability then? Why give somebody who believes in this jihad way of thinking more capability of nuclear weapons? That's why.
Iran?
Yeah, Iran. Why give them more capability?
Trump pulled out of the Iran deal. What could I say?
And Chris, hold on a minute. And you think that was a mis- are you saying we've empowered Iran by pulling out of this false security of the Obama pact, which was not a treaty, by the way. Remember, that was not a treaty.
It was a pact.
It was a unilateral executive order, international style. I don't think the facts jive with your supposition.
It was better than nothing.
I don't think so.
It was better than nothing.
Chris, I think sometimes nothing is better than nothing.
All right.
Well.
All right, Chris. Thanks for the call. A lot of great points tonight, Chris.
Very good.
Very good. Very good call. All right, Nick, we got anybody on the line? Vince. Hey, Vince, what's up?
Well, look, your last caller has demonstrated a complete lack of understanding of geopolitical and of reality. We all know that. But look, let's get to the chase. Here we have a situation where we invaded Afghanistan after the attack at 9/11, leveled the Taliban. We eventually, after some years of chasing, killed Osama bin Laden. Okay, fine. Now, what to do? Here we are over in Afghanistan. We got tribal loyalties. We got all the other insanity going on. And Trump negotiates a deal, rightly or wrongly. But I thought our Democratic friends thought diplomacy was a good idea. So he negotiates a deal. He puts it in place. And here we get Biden gets elected and totally blows the thing out of the water. Now, I'm not a military genius, but the simple calculus that we have to look at is Biden withdraws our troops before he gets our American citizens out
of there.
Before
exactly.
He gets our Afghani loyal people out.
Exactly.
Before he destroys or removes our American equipment. This guy has got to be the stupidest person in the office of president I've seen in my 50 years of paying attention to American politics. But what scares me the most is I see that after some of this insanity, where Biden, our, quote, very experienced man as to be elected president, and that's why he got elected, because Trump was supposedly crazy. After all of this, NBC and CBS says Biden has a 49% approval rating. Who the hell are these people supporting this joker?
Hey, Vince,
Hold
you got
on.
A point
we
there.
Music is playing. We've got to take a break. Hold on, Vince. We're going to take a quick break.
We'll be right back.
is WVOX.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks kicking off the week in the green, with the NASDAQ notching a record close as investors await this week's virtual gathering of global monetary policymakers. The Dow rising 216 points, the NASDAQ up 228, S&P 500 up 38. And shares of drug makers rose after the Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the Pfizer and BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, a milestone that may help lift public confidence in the shots. And oil giant Chevron has been dealing with COVID outbreaks among field workers, and now the company will require vaccinations, according to the Wall Street Journal. Chevron is also evaluating whether to mandate vaccinations throughout its entire workforce. And fall is coming to Starbucks early. Starting tomorrow, customers in the U.S. and Canada will be able to order a pumpkin spice latte. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
In 2021, and what a year it's been so far, media studies overwhelmingly show something we've known all along, that radio, local radio, sometimes called community radio, is still the medium closest to the people. And now in this topsy-turvy world, with riots and a terrible pandemic not yet completely conquered, more and more of our neighbors are turning to WVOX, Westchester's forum and soapbox here at 1460. They call us local and vocal, where many different voices are heard in the land. And we're still what the Wall Street Journal called WVOX on its front page, America's quintessential community station. WVOX, Westchester, yours every day and every night. 1460, now more than ever.
1460 WVOX.
Was that The Outer Limits or Twilight Zone?
No, it's another show.
You're not acknowledging.
Way Out. Do you remember that show?
Way Out?
Way Out.
I don't remember.
Nobody
that.
Remembers it. For
all
good
right.
reason.
Vince, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Vince, let me just ask you one question. I know you're going on and Lou has a question. But to be fair to Chris, who's a loyal and regular caller, and I disagree with him most of the time, I think he laid the stakes pretty well out, and I think Lou agreed with me over the break. Let's face it. We can't go destroying into the Stone Age every nation that either has people who hate us. There's plenty of nations like that. And we can't obliterate nuclear or conventional every terrorist in the world. It's not going to happen. It's not practical.
Correct.
So where do we draw the line? What do we say to Afghanistan before we leave and after we've taken out our civilians, our military, and our $100 million worth of arms? What do we say to them?
Well, look, this is a very simple question. If we're going to act in America's best interest, which I hope Chris wants to do.
I think he does.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. That what we have to do is have a president and an administration that knows how to act in America's best interest. So here we are in a war where we ultimately defeated Al-Qaeda. We vanquished the Taliban. And we eventually killed Osama bin Laden. But here we are safeguarding a Muslim country who ultimately doesn't want us there. I get it. So now how do we withdraw?
So, that's the question.
If Chris or someone like him is going to defend the idiotic, stupid, absolutely disastrous manner in which Biden, who's been president these 6, 7, 8 months, decided to withdraw American power before we get our citizens, our friends, and our equipment out or destroy it
If he's going to defend that, I don't know who the hell he's talking about.
Well, here,
fair point. Fair point.
This is a disaster of monumental importance, and anybody who voted for Biden because he supposedly was the experienced man in the room, Vince, they're lying to you.
Vince, that's a fair point, but I think the answer can be made. And, you know, I don't hesitate attacking Biden when he's wrong. I think the fair point has to be made. What would you do differently specifically?
What do you do differently? Very simple.
Simple.
Say it.
You do not withdraw American troops who kept the peace on the ground until your citizens are out. Afghani friends are out.
Vince,
and your equipment. Now, why did they give up the Bagram Air Base, which was built by the Soviet Union?
Yeah, exactly.
A totally defensive.
I was just talking
position.
To Steve about this.
Let Louis talk. Vince, hold it.
I was just talking to Steve about this during the break here. What should have been done is like the old-fashioned saying, the captain goes down with the ship. That wasn't done here. They should have had what you said, Vince. I was telling Steve during the break. Everybody out of there. Our equipment, millions and millions of dollars of equipment and technology that was left there. Everything should have went out there, and then our soldiers should have went last. On flights last there. If they were going to attack against our soldiers, we have B-52 bombers flying over, and we could have hit them with bombs right then and there or whatever like that. But they planned this whole thing wrong. They should have got everybody out first, and the last people should leave was the soldiers. And that's what they should have done.
I agree with that. And Vince, one last point before you respond. I know you'll respond. I think, again, Louis and I, and I think most reasonable observers will accept that you get out our troops eventually after getting our civilians, our nationals, our dependents out, the closest Afghan nationals, as much of that equipment as we can move, granted. But let's face it, there's no way you or I could figure out how to protect every Afghanistan friend of the United States. You have no idea how deeply the Taliban will look, and how can you make that a policy? I think it's unenforceable.
Guys, this ain't hard. If you can't move your equipment, you blow it up. Look at the picture.
Okay.
Did you see the picture of the Taliban soldiers in American uniforms?
Right. Yeah.
Posing with an Iwo Jima.
Vince, I grant your point, but how about our Afghanistan friends? I don't know a single Republican or Democrat who argues we shouldn't stand by our Afghanistan ground allies. There's no way, however, anybody can tell us how you protect every single one from possible Taliban.
Look, the bottom line is Kamala Harris is sitting in a catbird seat. Okay? That's what this is about. You want Kamala Harris as your next president? You're seeing it happen before your eyes.
Do you
think the Democratic Party is going to deny their own sitting vice president, who happens to be a black woman, their nomination?
Yeah.
Do you really believe that?
No, Vince, but I think to be credible, Vince, we, the conservative opposition, have to accept that the decision that Biden seems to have done wrong can be criticized to a degree as to the equipment and our own nationals. As to the defense of our Taliban friends, I think we have to accept that's a gray area, and I'm not sure how you execute on it. And I don't think anybody can tell you.
Let me tell you something about gray. Look at the bodies on the ground. That'll all tell you what you got to know about gray. Biden has death on his hands, and so does his administration. This has got to be the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my 50 years of paying attention to politics.
You don't look at Vince. You don't look at 50.
But Biden is out. Kamala Harris is your next president. Get ready, America.
All right, Vince, thank you.
Scary thought.
Thank you. We'll be back next week. Great job, Steve.
Great show, Lou.
Nikki, great with the music. The theme songs from the 60s and 70s, I would say. TV shows?
No, this is Lost in Space.
Lost in Space. Star Trek. Whoa.
Fire me.
And you are listening to 1460W.